Now, I don't suppose the contents of my message is either old or new. This happened to a friend of mine, and folks, it could have happened to you. This world has ways of tempting men from the woman to the bottle and on down. And you and I could be persuaded if with that crowd we hung around. Now, my friend was a social drinker, just had a few once in a while with a bunch. And pretty soon it was booze for breakfast, followed by the same thing for lunch. Pretty soon he found himself surrounded by a habit he couldn't undo. He found his big world had shrunk to the bottom of a bottle of booze. One night, as usual, he was overloaded and his brain was all unloose. As he staggered from the bar, he heard a voice saying, "Daddy, I've been standing out here waiting on you. I would have come in after you, Pa, but I could tell you's having fun. And I read the sign over the door that said, you must be 21. The little fella said, "Give me your hand, Pa, and I'll help to get you home. 'Cause Mama's real sick, Daddy, and you know you've done her wrong. Mama says your drinking ain't what hurts her so. Although Mama knows it's wrong, she says that your drinking is cheating you out of your heavenly home." Well, the old man staggered and blinked his eyes as they started down the street, unsure of himself in many ways, unsure of his destiny. And from his pockets you could see a bottleneck as he and the boy started home. He'd saved himself one last drink, the drink to wake up on. Well, through the help of God and his little boy, my friend said his wife was all right. And he said the shock he reckoned had sobered him so that he prayed all night. The next morning he turned his bottle up in his same usual way. But in the bottom of the bottle, he saw his family's face. He shook with fear for the things he'd done, then with love for the new friend he'd found. And like a man that you'd make a statue of, he set the bottom of his bottle back down.